the comic song, the turkey and the church, as sung by Mr. William Denny, Edison Records. A friend of mine named Pat O'Brien, on board a Broadway car did ride to Harlem, where he did reside. His daily work was done. The reason that he came to ride, he couldn't walk, he had it tied, a pick and shovel to be tied, a turkey that he'd won. He put his turkey on his feet, himself to one beside, with pick and shovel at his feet, he settled down to ride. When the car got overcrowded, the conductor to him said, "You'll have to move your turkey, sir. Let a man sit down instead." "Not on your life, this Pat O'Brien. The park belongs to me. The lovely bird ain't say the word. He holds no ox beef." Down in his kick went Pat O'Brien. His words I now repeat. "You'll not disturb the turkey bird. I'll pay for the turkey seed." A lily soon got on and sat directly opposite to Pat. She wore beneath her opera wrap a dress of decornet. The car was warm so much so that the lady soon removed her wrap, disclosing to the gaze of Pat a lovely neck to see. Pat was soon admiring her neck and shoulders fair. The lady, she got angry at Patty's ardent stare. When she couldn't stand it longer, and she replaced her wrap, and when she shouted rather dead, she looked right straight at Pat. "Not on your life, his Pat O'Brien, it's a dollar to a dime. Speak up, city, it looks to me, you need a new wine. But if it isn't this Pat O'Brien, as sure as we know this Pat, it's a damn good imitation to you, and set your life on that."